are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
My name's Hallie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Randa.
When we accept Jesus and we have His Holy Spirit living within us,
we produce fruit of the Spirit.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Love and joy. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. And put our trust in God, we are connected to Him. His love and everything good grows in us.
Jesus taught us that God the Father is the gardener.
And He is the true vine.
Jesus knew how important it was to stay connected to His Father. And we need to stay connected to Him too.
Listen to God's word from the book of John chapter 15.
Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
While every branch that does not bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine.
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I am the vine, and you are the branches.
If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit.
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
And if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
So Jesus wants us to grow fruit, much fruit. Now, He doesn't mean apples and bananas, does He? What does He mean by He wants us to bear much fruit, Miranda?
Good works.
That's right, because when you have your faith, what do?
You forgive people.
Okay.
You're, like, showing God's love.
You're sharing your faith, and you're helping others so they can believe.
That's right. So that can be called the fruit. We're touching other people's lives, and we're changing ourselves, and we're making them grow, and we're growing ourselves, because we are all connected to who?
Jesus.
That's right. Well, Psalm 52:8 says, I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. So flourish, that's a big word. But you know what that means? It means we grow lots and lots of fruit when we stay connected to God. So how are some ways that you can stay connected to God? Hallie?
Read the Bible.
Uh-huh. Abby?
Trust in Him.
Go to church.
Mm-hmm.
When you have problems, just go and pray.
Okay.
God wants us to tell others about Jesus and His love.
And bring Him glory.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help Him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are His disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are His disciples. I am one of you.
All through the Bible, we can see how important it was for God's people to stay connected to Him.
God was there to guide them,
take care of them,
help them win battles,
bless them.
Moses spoke to God's people in Deuteronomy 30:16, "For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws.
And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess."
The Bible also teaches us that believers are part of the body of Christ, all connected to do His work. So what are some of the parts of the body? And tell me what they do, Carolyn.
The brain tells your whole body what they need to do.
Okay, the brain. That's very important, isn't it?
The eyes help you see.
Okay. And Luke?
Your muscles, they move different parts of your body.
What would happen if we had no muscles? We would be like a noodle. We wouldn't be able to walk. How about your mouth, Abby?
So you can tell about God.
Okay, tell about God. And so what else do you put inside your mouth?
Food.
What would a body be like if they couldn't eat? Could a body survive without food and a mouth?
No.
No, it sure couldn't. So the point is that every part of the body is important, right? The Bible teaches us that just as parts of the body are all important, all of the believers are part of Christ's body. So some are pastors and teachers. Some are workers. What else can people do within a church to help the church and God's kingdom grow?
Sunday school teacher.
Okay.
A pastor.
You can be nice to people that are new to help show that Christians are nice.
Okay, a gift of hospitality is very important. We're all like parts of the body. We all have a certain job to do. Some people are the scholars who look up all the passages. Some people like Miranda's family that did missionary work, and that's a part of the body. And look at us and what we do with our radio ministry. The point is that we're all part of God's family, and in this case, we're all part of the body of Christ. And the body, all the parts of the body are what?
Connected.
That's right. Just like the vine is connected, we're all connected with Jesus as our head. Right? That's what it says. Why don't you read that, Hallie?
Ephesians 3:11-16. It was He, God, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists,
and some to be pastors and teachers.
to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
We will in all things grow up into him who is the head. That is Christ.
From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Each day we live, when we stay connected to God, we are growing in Christ.
We all have different jobs still,
but each of us is an important part of God's plan.
Some words that Jesus spoke. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we want to grow closer to you every day we live.
We want to stay connected to you.
Help us to trust you.
Follow your ways. We want to grow fruit for you.
We want to follow you.
Obey you.
Bring you glory, honor, and praise.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Spend some time this week thinking how you can grow closer to God.
Read his word.
Pray to him.
Listen to his teachings and obey him.
Share his love with others.
And remember,
stay connected to him. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.